Today on Older and Wiser.
Is the news of the day just too much to take? A shocking number of us suffer from news fatigue.
The men you know may seem supportive of the Me Too movement, but a new survey reveals what they really think.
Also today, how sleeping near your phone might be making you nervous, and what women really think about a man's beer belly.
That and more today on Older and Wiser.
Okay, welcome to Older and Wiser. I'm Bob Bates along with Susan Sikora in the Bay Area. And as always, we're looking through recent public opinion surveys. Our first survey today comes to us from the Pew Research Center. Boy, can I relate to this one. 7 in 10 Americans have news fatigue. We are sick of listening to the news, according to this. How about you?
Makes
Do you
sense.
Feel that way?
Oh, it makes sense. Yes. And in fact, I've started to limit my exposure to it because, you know, the biggest fear when you decide I'm not going to expose myself to this stuff on a constant basis, it's sucking up my time. I'm sitting there watching. I'm over and over. I'm more depressed about a few things because I hear it 18 times. The biggest fear is that I won't be able to keep up. I won't know what's going on. And the truth is you could be away from it for a while. And when I say a while, I don't mean like years, but if you do it a couple of days or even a week or so,
you get right back in this news cycle. You could stay away. I could not stay away from my television or my news feed for more than 12 hours, probably.
I was going to say a day. Okay. I mean, that's probably it. I think this is almost like a grand national addiction.
Well, to be fair, we are in a particularly shocking time in history in which news changes quickly. There's so much happening every single day. And I do feel like there, like you said, there's a fear of missing out. We can look at it and listen to it and monitor it as it's happening.
And a lot of it is repetitive. I mean, not just in the story, but I mean, there's just different people expressing a variation on the same opinions, pro, con, independent, whatever, depending on where you watch.
Well, that's true.
And, you know, nothing has really happened. So we have to. So you, how many times do you hear journalists saying, if this and that happen, what do you think will happen then?
You know,
they're
yes.
asking a guest so-called expert to
Good
speculate
point.
When that, that
That's
guest
That's not news, is it? That's not news. That's opinion. There is a tremendous influx of varying opinions being expressed in our news media. And that's not the same as reporting what's happened.
No.
So, yeah, it is. Although what we've discovered with our current administration is that those people who are expressing their opinions, at least on at least a certain channel, actually speak to the guy in charge and may, in fact, influence him and may influence history by spouting their opinions on that particular channel.
Well, that's true. And the other factor with all of this, too, is Twitter, which, I mean, can be great if you have to let somebody know something quickly. But how many times do you hear one thing at 6 o'clock in the morning and then another thing at 6 o'clock at night and something different in between? So, I mean, it changes. So it's almost, you know, you almost say, I don't want to jump in and get invested with depression or elation about this particular thing because it could change in a couple of hours or in 5 minutes.
What's interesting is that while 65% of Democrats are stressed out by the news, 78% of Republicans seem to have news fatigue. Mm-hmm. Wonder why
that is. It's a high number in both groups. I mean, high enough to
certainly. Why higher for Republicans? Why are Republicans more tired of listening to the news?
Well, I could get a little political here, but I think maybe they feel that they're between a rock and a hard place in the sense that some of them are
being criticized.
Well, maybe they're just depressed like the rest of us because they're getting too much of it, and they've got work to do around. Oh, by the way, here's what's on the news. Here's how what you said came out.
24% of Americans say they don't feel like the national news organizations are doing a very good job at keeping the public informed, while 58% say, yeah, they're doing a pretty good job. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, quantity over quality for sure, I think. There's a lot of it. There's just how much of it is really good, you know.
Three quarters of white Americans expressed fatigue in the amount of news, which was higher than Hispanic and Black Americans. Of those groups, 55% were tired of of all the news. So yeah. I don't know what that says either. Maybe nothing.
I don't know, unless you're in a group, and maybe it's not a group, maybe it's just individuals, but maybe you're in a group that feels you're not being heard, or you have more difficult challenges ahead of you just to keep things on an even keel, mm-hmm. Financially or any other way. I don't know.
Okay, moving on to our next survey. This one was done by, it's a joint survey from Glamour and GQ magazines. And it reveals what men really think about the Me Too movement. And according to this, there's a full 41% of men in this country who have not even heard of the Me Too movement. Does that surprise you?
A bit. I mean, I'm not sure if it's they haven't heard of it or they heard of it and they just kind of flushed it out of their minds and they don't want to hear about it.
Because it doesn't affect them, so they don't really need to.
Or it challenges them to take a look at their behavior and really examine it.
According to this, those who are unaware were generally younger, southern, mm-hmm. married, and more likely to report an income of $100,000 a year or more.
The last part is surprising because I guess you'd think that if somebody's making six figures, they're a little more educated and more aware about things that are going on and a little more clued in.
This is the most interesting part of the survey as far as I can see. 77% of men said it is a must to get consent at every stage of sexual encounter. This is their feeling about the appropriate way to engage with someone of the opposite sex.
I think maybe people are saying, oh boy, I better rethink every little thing, and when in doubt, then don't. I mean, people have seen careers of people who are powerful, talented, celebrities, etc., go up in smoke overnight.
This particular statistic does kind of alarm us. 59% of men agree that husbands are entitled to sex with their wives. Well, 46%, almost half of boyfriends say boyfriends are entitled to sex with their girlfriends. Half of men say boyfriends are entitled to sex with their girlfriends.
I think it's reasonable to expect that if you are married, you're going to have sex with your partner. But that doesn't mean that you want it, he or she doesn't, and therefore you get your way.
I maybe think it's the word entitled.
I mean, whatever happened to common consideration? You know, even when you say things like, oh, this isn't politically correct to use that word. Well, you know, everybody's so worried about that. What about the feelings of the people who hear that word used on them? And, you know, that's inconsiderate. I mean, where is basic consideration in all this? Think about how it feels to be the person getting or reacting to the behavior you're putting out, whether it's something you say, whether it's inappropriate touching, or whether it's inappropriate conversation. I think thinking about the other person is what has kind of evaporated in many cases.
I think times are changing. I think men are beginning to hear what women are saying and understanding and being more careful. I think it's good to keep it out there in the public discussion, though.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
All right. Our next survey is telling us that sleeping near your phone makes you anxious. That's kind of a startling discovery. But I guess it does sort of make sense. If you've got your phone plugged in by the side of your bed, you could look at it waiting for it to do something.
A lot of young people, they say, are literally sleeping with their phones. They have their phones in bed, and they're not getting proper sleep because they're afraid of missing out on something. And usually the something they're missing out on is, I don't know, trivial, not that important. You know, if you go to bed to sleep, that's what you're going to do. You got to sleep.
Well, yeah, but I use my phone as an alarm clock, too. So I can wake up and look at it and see what time it is. So I'm not really expecting a call. I'm not really wondering if someone's going to text me at 2:00 in the morning. Doesn't really worry me, but it does wake me up in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, are you checking it through the night for the time? Okay. Then, yeah. I mean, and if the light is not glowing or you've got it off and it's not keeping you awake or disturbing your sleep on some level, I mean, sleep experts say you have to have it dark. You shouldn't have on a TV or a radio. Makes more sense.
Well, some unrelated stuff that came out of this survey by ShoreCall. 1,000 people were surveyed here, and 85% said they used their phone while on the toilet.
Oh, now look.
Well,
sorry.
You know, I don't
know what. Go to the bathroom, take care of what you have to take care of. Call me later.
Listen, I don't know if using your phone means you're making phone calls. I would never do that for fear that someone would hear something on the other end. That would be very embarrassing.
Well, yes. Haven't you ever had anybody call you and, you know, next thing you know, you hear a toilet flush in the back?
No. Have you? Have you had that?
Once or twice. And I wanted to say to somebody, don't do that.
Yeah. Call
me.
Oh, my gosh.
People don't understand. They can say, may I call you back? There's nothing wrong with that. Do one thing at a time. I think you're healthier.
So, I can rest assured that you're not doing this podcast in the bathroom.
No.
Okay, good.
And I wouldn't. And if nature called, I would say, let's stop for a moment. I'll get back to you.
It might give you a nice echoey sound, though, which would be good.
No. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that echoey sound.
Yeah.
Usually there's some kind of sound that says, are they in the bathroom? I mean, you can kind of hear it. It doesn't happen often. Most of my friends don't do this. But every now and then, and I'm thinking, you really think that I don't know that you're in the joint? I forget it. You know, you are sitting on the throne.
Well, listen, if you are, there are reasons to take your phone in with you while you're there. Now, bear with me. Yes, I don't talk on the phone, but let's say you have to be there for a little while. You could use your phone to flip through articles or read email. I mean, it could occupy some of your attention.
Are you kidding me? Are you seriously?
I'm just
saying. What article can't wait until you? Since when is going to the bathroom an interruption in the day?
What about? People who have magazines in their bathroom, do you think that's weird?
I think that's a little it's a little more common.
It's like maybe you need to see a doctor if it's going to take you that long in there.
By the way, phones, seriously, one more thing. These phones are not cheap, okay?
No,
it's not like the price of
one.
A t-shirt. That's right. And then you drop one, then you got to stop everything the next day, or in most cases, I guess the next hour, and go get a new phone and write the check for that.
Next survey comes to us from the folks at Planet Fitness. And the conclusion, I'll give it to you right up front. Many women prefer a dad bod.
And so, please describe what a dad bod looks like.
It's when things start to go south. You start to get a roll around the middle. Mm-hmm. Things start to sag. And apparently, two-thirds of women find a dad bod. These are the bods that dads have, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
A dad bod is not only attractive, 67% feel that they are attractive, but 62% feel they're sexy.
Well,
62%. And I think it's kind of cute that this was a poll that was done by Planet Fitness, whose job it is to convince people that they need to get in shape.
Yeah, I guess they didn't expect this one. I would wonder, now, the women who said this, were they married to the person that had the jiggly belly? Or
I would think they were older.
And also, maybe you tend to know, because you are older and wiser, once again, that love is about more than just you know, a tight body. Body beautiful is great, but it's got to come with a personality that works and some kindness and, and some intelligence.
I think this survey makes us feel better all around. 83% of women believe that having a dad bod is a true sign of confidence.
Well, and maybe that's the point. Maybe they were just trying to make the guys feel okay. Because the truth is, I mean, if you did the opposite and wondered about the mom body or the mom jeans, or, you know, I bought a pair of jeans recently, I won't say where, and they were a little bigger. And I thought, geez, these aren't real. Man, I'll wash them and maybe they'll shrink down. And I haven't really done that yet. And I thought, they're not too big. They're not the shape that I normally would have bought. And I thought, no, I'm keeping them. They weren't $1 million. They were cheap. And they're comfortable at home.
They're comfortable.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all you need. I mean, as long as you don't have to go out and be seen by it. How big are they exactly?
Oh, they're You think I'm going to tell you
a
the
lot
size?
Bigger.
You are doing the wrong podcast with the wrong woman.
I'm not asking for the exact size, but are they a lot bigger than what you should be wearing, or are
no.
they?
No, okay. No, they're not a lot bigger, but
there's
they're
just
not
a little room in there.
You know, we've been in the legging time. I think I said this to you a couple years ago. I said, I can't wait till the legging thing is over. And I don't know how people wear leggings when it's hot outside. You know, I mean, in the winter, they might not be as warm, or you might need them under something. I wore leggings one time when I did physical therapy after some back surgery or around it. Other than that, you know, unless you're in the gym, they're snug. They make you feel like a sausage. And I don't, you know, unless you wear a really roomy top, I don't know how comfortable they could be, really. And
I have no experience with leggings. I have never worn leggings before.
My advice to you is to keep it that way. Some people can wear them. I'm just saying, even if you can wear them, you'd have to almost have perfect legs, number one. And number two, as a woman, I'm talking now. And how comfortable are they?
Well, I don't know. Are they comfortable? You wear,
my jeans
you tell
are.
Me.
My okay. jeans are. I don't own my leggings anymore. I think I got rid of all of them.
Well, because you didn't find them comfortable, correct?
Well, because the physical therapy is over.
I see. I mean, so you just don't think you look cute in them?
I thought I looked okay. It's a look I'm not crazy
it's
about.
A look
even
you're
on
not crazy.
Yeah, it. It's just to me, yeah, you know.
And what do you think
I don't
about
mind
dad
slim,
bods,
like,
though?
Yeah.
Let me ask you that. As we wrap up here, do you agree with the 7 in 10 women who believe that guys with dad bods have better marriages?
Oh.
Do you think it's better for your marriage to have a
well,
little
extra? Well, maybe because the underlying thing that nobody's saying here is how much of this is, if he looks like this, women aren't going to be running after him
That's
as well.
That's it. I'm telling you, maybe there's an underlying motivation for them to
he's
say
a little more
this,
secure
right?
that, you know, he's married to me and he's mine.
Okay.
Maybe that's what's at work here. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We're glad you joined us on this episode of Older and Wiser.
And you'll find all the stories we discussed, plus news, videos, and celebrity Twitter at olderandwiser.com. I'm Susan Sikora.
And I'm Bob Bates. We'll see you next time.